Special Witness by Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. The members of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles are special witnesses of Jesus Christ. Traveling through life can be like floating through river rapids. To stay safe on the rapids, follow these three rules. 1. Stay in the boat. Staying in the boat is like staying faithful to the gospel of Jesus Christ. 2. Wear a life jacket. The scriptures and the words of the living prophets are like a spiritual life jacket. 3. Hold on with both hands. When we follow the scriptures and prophets, we will be safe and happy. Adapted from Stay in the Boat and Hold On. Ensign, November 2014, pages 89 through 92. A story from Elder Ballard's life. Guided through the fog. Before Elder M. Russell Ballard was an apostle, he had an unusual experience on an airplane. He was flying to Salt Lake City on a very foggy day. The small plane held only 4 people. When they got close to the airport, the pilot radioed the control tower. "We're about to close the runway because the fog is so thick," the air traffic controller told the pilot. "But I can talk you through the landing." The pilot asked Brother Ballard and the other passengers, "What do you want to do?" "The controller can guide us down, or we can turn back and wait for the weather to clear in a day or two." They decided to try to land in Salt Lake. The controller could see the plane on his radar. He told the pilot when to lower the plane and when to turn. The pilot watched the plane's controls carefully. He followed the controller's directions exactly. Finally, the man in the front seat shouted, "I see the runway." They looked out the window. The runway was directly ahead. The nose of the plane was right on the center line. They were so grateful that the controller guided them safely to the ground. Brother Ballard thought about how this flight was like our lives. We can't see or understand everything, so Heavenly Father has given us ways to get help. The prophet is like an air traffic controller. He gives us directions to return safely to Heavenly Father. We also have the Holy Ghost, the Scriptures, and leaders and parents to guide us safely home. Adapted from Friend to Friend, Friend, August 1977, page 6. 5 Facts About Elder Ballard. Elder Ballard was born in Salt Lake City on October 8, 1928. The M in his name stands for Melvin. Elder Ballard met his wife Barbara at a dance. Elder Ballard served in the United States Army Reserve. Elder Ballard became an apostle in October 1985. End of the section, Special Witness, How Can I Stay Safe and Happy in Life? By Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Read by Dwayne Case.